So HMRC has announced that they'll no longer require thousands of pensioners with side hustles to file a tax return as part of new proposals revealed this week. So by the end of 2029, the tax office plans to increase trading income reporting thresholds up from £1,000 to £3,000. Now, pensioners are increasingly likely to have some kind of a side hustle, and that might be, you know, making some arts and crafts to sell at the local market, or maybe buying and selling some collectibles on eBay or Vinted, or even running a paid YouTube channel. Guilty. Now, under current regulations, anyone earning below £1,000 from a side hustle within any tax year is actually exempt from paying any tax or even need to declare the income. And this is due to the £1,000 trading allowance. So no need to declare, no need to pay any tax on it. But that's only about £20 a week. And typically, pensioners with this kind of side hustle are more likely to make around £50 per week. Now, that's £2,600 per year. And then you would be required to fill in a tax return. And that can be quite onerous. So with the new rules, individuals won't need to report income till it goes over £3,000, though they'll still need to pay the taxes they owe above £1,000. But rather than filling in one of them horrible tax returns in January, with these lower incomes, they'll be able to log on through what they describe as a straightforward tax bill, or possibly pay via their tax code online. Now, James Murray is the Exchequer Secretary to the Treasury, and he said that the change is there to facilitate entrepreneurial activities. But his actual quote was, "So from trading old games to creating content on social media, we're transforming HMRC to help Brits maximise their entrepreneurial ventures. This adjustment means fewer tax submissions and more of a focus on growing side hustles." Now, HMRC estimate that up to 300,000 individuals, including those selling on items on platforms like Vinted or eBay, will no longer need to file a self-assessment tax return. But approximately one third of these won't owe any taxes at all because they're below the 1,000, and the other two thirds can pay their tax using this new simple online service I referred to. Now, I think that more could be done to lessen the admin burden on taxpayers. Now, while there is some relief for those with a side hustle, they'll still be responsible for declaring and paying these taxes. Now, they could, I think, have gone a bit further and actually exempted more taxpayers from self-assessments. And if they just raised the limit from £1,000 to £3,000, they could have created many more grey entrepreneurs. Now, HMRC has actively been targeting individuals who sell goods online, and they've been sending reminder letters out to those they suspect of underreporting this type of income. And this follows new regulations implemented this January that mandated platforms to automatically report user information related to set these kind of sales to HMRC. And this allows the tax office to identify earners who are having this kind of income. Now, many pensioners are actually unaware that the likes of eBay and Vinted are sending their information directly to the taxman. HMRC actually plans to introduce a program aimed at encouraging informants to report tax evaders, and they're offering some substantial awards, which they're trying to align, I think, more with what they're doing in America with the IRS. And experts have actually been saying that what they've learned from looking at what the IRS do shows that, you know, you can really get significant tax recoveries if you use an informant-based rewards. And they're actually quite critical of what the HMRC have been doing in terms of, you know, inadequate procedures for whistleblowers. And they highlight the importance of giving some pretty serious incentives to encourage reporting of that more serious tax fraud, because actually can be quite dangerous for the informants, particularly where the tax evasions around organised crime. So for me, it's good news that we can now earn up to £3,000 outside hustle, up to £3,000 on a side hustle without having to do a tax return. But it could have been better. They could have just raised the threshold from 1,000 to 3,000. But anyway, we've got some big news coming tomorrow from Tracy and I. So don't forget to tune in. It will be quite big news for us anyway. So I'll see you on the next one. Thanks for listening.